Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, manufactured, or mobile home?
Single-family.
Okay, single-family. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I'm not sure. We bought it after it was built. Maybe 2010.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, my goodness. 40? 50?
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, until category 5 hurricane?
Have we experienced any of this?
Yeah, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, a tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, until category 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Which one?
I don't know about, I know we've been through a tropical storm and a hurricane, but I don't know what category it was. It was probably at least one.
Okay, so you would say that it was at least category 1 hurricane.
Is that the smaller one, or is category 5 the smaller one?
Category 1 is the smaller one.
Okay, then I know we've done at least that.
At least 5.
Pardon?
You said at least 5?
No, at least 1.
1, okay. And do you remember, can you tell me the name or the year of that hurricane?
Well, several, I guess, because there was, oh gosh. I know we went through some in 2007, I think it was.
2007?
2007, was that the one where there were 3, like Hurricane Jean and Hurricane, they were all like right behind each other.
Okay, thank you so much. And also, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, we haven't had any physical, well, it knocked our chimney off, but that was it.
So that would be a no, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too much, no.
Okay, thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I'm sorry, hang on a second. My dog started barking. He's loud. Let me close the door.
So I can repeat if you want.
Yeah, repeat the question again.
Okay, sure, no worries. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Just, you know, make sure we had gas for the generator and with the water on hand and food, you know, canned food and stuff like that.
So that would
Even
be...
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we've been through several, and actually it was other than just 2007. There was also one probably about 4 or 5 years ago. That.
Okay, so you would say buy supplies and equipment, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just that one?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued and hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, when your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I'd say within like 36 hours.
Okay, 36 hours, okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. Yeah, we have internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp.
I have a weather radio, and so, you know, I'd say radio plus TV, like, you know, news, TV. I have a weather app on my phone, like, for Channel 2.
Okay, so it'll be radio, TV, and the other one?
Internet, I guess.
Internet, okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared for to 1 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say 4.
Okay, thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare from for a hurricane or a storm? For example, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, transportation cost, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of insurance, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
Okay, thank you so much. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Any of those, right?
No, yeah. A flood or a wet zone? Evacuations, I mean? No. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued and hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if a emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
If they ordered us to.
Okay, if they ordered to evacuate, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, we've been through so many here, and it really didn't bother us that bad. I mean, we had wind and trees, you know, limbs falling and stuff, but
yes.
Our home's
okay.
Pretty sturdy, and it's not floody.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I understand that. Thank you so much for that. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
Another location in the state.
In the state, okay. How many vehicles are available in the household?
3.
Okay, thank you. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your on your home insurance policy?
Oh, goodness, I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
$6,000?
2,000.
Two?
Yes.
Not really easy.
Okay, we have the options. I'm very certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. I'm very certain I couldn't come up with $2,000, or don't know.
I couldn't, it would take me a while, so I would say I couldn't right away anyway.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? It decreased over 10%, decreased somewhat over 10%, remained the same, or increased somewhat over 10%, or significantly?
Increased over 10%, I think.
Okay, increased somewhat, or significantly over 10%?
I say significantly.
Okay, in the last 1 to 3 years?
Yes.
Decrease, remain the same, or increased? 1 to 3 years. Okay, somewhat or significant?
Yeah, it almost doubled, like, year before last.
I'm sorry. So it'll be somewhat or significantly?
Significantly.
Sorry. Okay, thank you so much. And the last 3 to 5 years?
Somewhat, I guess.
Okay, and the last one is the last 5 and 10 years. Decrease, remain the same, or increase?
Increased somewhat. I
okay,
think it just
you.
Goes up every year.
Okay, and as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase the amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? You continue paying higher rates?
Change insurance coverage. Change the provider, that's what it is.
You changed the provider?
Yeah, the company.
Okay, thank you. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
100%.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher, moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I wouldn't move from my home?
Maybe moving to another county if it'd be less.
So moving to another county within Florida, or?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes,
no? My mortgage is paid off. My mortgage is paid off, and it's still outrageous insurance.
Okay, so in this case, we have the option yes, no, I have already dropped my insurance, or not applicable. So which one?
Not applicable.
Okay, thank you so much. Right now, we have completed more than half of the survey. I know it's been a long, so thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to try to be quicker, okay? So if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't know, maybe, I guess, state government.
State government?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced between 1 and 5?
How much confidence I have? Maybe 2.
Okay, thank you. And that local land using planning takes into account hurricane risk?
No, I know they don't here. They don't, the developers here don't plan for flooding at all.
Okay, so you would say between 1 and 5?
Yeah, maybe 2.
2. Thank you. And that new development takes into account hurricane wind risk?
Hurricane what risk?
Yes, hurricane wind risk, correct.
I don't know. You know, I don't care about anything else, so maybe 3.
3, okay, thank you. And that new development take into account account flood risk?
0. 1, whatever. Can I do 0? I know they don't.
Yeah, in this case, we only have 1 and 5. Between 1 and 5.
I'd say 1.
Okay, thank you. And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Maybe 4.
4. Okay, thank you so much. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I don't think we'll be affected. I don't think it's raising that much, no.
Okay, so you would say that, no, I don't believe it's happening?
I think it's happening at a slow, slow rate.
Okay, so I have here also the option, yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
Neither, none. I don't think they should do anything.
Okay, neither. Okay, thank you. And most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not concerned at all where I am.
No concern at all?
No.
Okay, thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job?
Just a nice neighborhood, I guess. A safe neighborhood I don't know, but not too crowded. I don't like, crowded neighborhoods where the houses are on top of each other.
Okay, so it'll be neighborhood, and the other two options, you can select up to three.
Okay, what were the choices?
We have also schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, and proximity to job.
Schools and crime.
Okay, thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
I don't know, then probably another 5 years anyway.
So you can select whichever you want.
This is hard to remember them all. I'd say the second to last one.
More than 20 years?
Oh, no. Probably another 5 years.
Okay, so it'll be between 3 to less than 5 years.
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
64.
64. Okay, thank you. And let's see. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
And are under 12 years old? How many?
Zero.
Mm-hmm. And are 65 or older?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And where is your marital status?
Married.
Married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College.
College graduate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And please tell me which is the income range for your household.
You're going to name the ranges or?
It says, please tell me which is the income range for your household. I can give you some options also.
Yeah.
Okay. Under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000.
$75,000 to less than $80,000.
Okay, so 75,000 to 100,000. That one?
Is that 800 or 80?
Is it 75,000 to 100,000?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, these were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses, and we really appreciate your opinion, okay? And have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.